Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Om Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasatim Vyasa. Tato Jayam Udiraye. Welcome everyone. Today we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Canto 10, Chapter 24, and today's verses are, what? 34 and 35. Which one's on the board? Read the first one and then we'll chant the second one? Okay. Anam shyanu tad yuktani te charuhya Svalankrita Gopyascha Krishnaviryani Gayantya Sa Dvishashisha Dvijashisha. Again, Amamshyan Anudud Yuktani Ye Chayukya Svalankrita Gopyascha Krishnavirjani Gayantya Sa Dvijashisha. Anamshi means wagons. Anadut Yuktani, yoked with oxen. Te, they. By the way, this is from the chapter Worshipping Govardhan Hill. Cha and Ayuya, Aruya, riding. Su Alankrita, nicely ornamented. Gopya, the cowherd women. Cha and Krishna Viryani, the glories of Lord Krishna. Gayantya, singing. Sa, together with. Dvija, of the brahmanas. Ashisha, the benedictions. Translation, as the beautifully ornamented cowherd ladies followed along riding on wagons drawn by oxen, they sang the glories of Lord Krishna, and their songs mingled with the brahmanas chanting of benedictions. And now Krishna's too is on the board, right? Okay. Krishna's twanyatamam rupam. Krishna's twanyatamam rupam. Gopa vishrambanam gataha. Shailo smiti bruvan bruhi. Shailo smiti bruvan bhuri. Balim adad brihadvapu. Krishnas twanyatamam rupam. Gopa vishrambanam gataha. Shailo smiti bruvan bhuri. Balim adad brihadvapu. Couple of chanters. Krishna's twanam rupam. Gopa vishvam banam gataha. Shailo smiti bruvan bhuri. Balim adad brihadvapu. Is someone chanting? Or just, okay. Vaishnavis? Krishnas twanyatamam rupam. Gopa vishrambanam gataha. Shailo smiti bruvan bhuri. Balim adad brihadvapu. Krishnas twananyatmupam. Gopa vishrambanam gataha. Shailo smiti bruvan bhuri. Valim adad brihat vapu. Krishna. Lord Krishna. Two. And then. Anyatamam. Another. Rupam. Transcendental form. Gopa vishrambanam. For generating the faith of the cowherds. Gataha, assumed, Shaila, the mountain, Asmi, I am, Iti, these words, Bruvan, saying, Bhuri, abundant, Balim, the offerings, Adat, he devoured, Brihadvapu, in his huge form. Translation, Krishna then assumed an unprecedented huge form to still faith in the cowherd men, declaring, "I am Govardhan Mountain." He ate the abundant offerings. Purport. In chapter 24 of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada writes, "When everything was complete, Krishna assumed a great transcendental form and declared to the inhabitants of Vrindavan that he was himself Govardhan Hill in order to convince the devotees that Govardhan Hill and Krishna are identical. Then Krishna began to eat all the food offered there. The identity of Krishna and Govardhan Hill is still honored, and great devotees take rocks from Govardhan Hill and worship them exactly as they worship the deity of Krishna in the temples. Devotees therefore collect small rocks or pebbles from Govardhan Hill and worship them at home because this worship is as good as deity worship. Lord Krishna had induced the residents of Vrindavan to assume a significant risk on his behalf. He convinced them to neglect a sacrifice to what is, after all, the powerful government of the universe and to worship a hill called Govardhan instead. The cowherd community did all this simply out of love for Krishna, and now to convince them that their decision was correct, Lord Krishna appeared in an unprecedented, huge transcendental form and demonstrated that he himself was Govardhan Hill. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadahmayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvajutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Vriye Vansha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Pya Evacha Fatitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Gaur Premanande Hari Bol. It's a really a heartfelt opportunity for me to be here with all of you during Kartik, and this morning seeing everyone pushing hard at Mangalartik to see the deity and experiencing the environment where there's enthusiasm to sing about Krishna. What else would you do at 4:30 a.m. in the morning except dance and sing? I remember in St. Louis, Missouri, when we had a temple with about 50 brahmacharis who didn't fit in one building. Sometimes, actually, that building was later condemned. Probably we wrecked it. Actually, it was purchased by right of eminent domain by University of Washington University, rather, in St. Louis. But we used to come in, and you'd have to find a place in the temple to sleep at night because everyone was filled up all the spaces on the floor, and then there was some in the cabinets. You'd have to knock and see if anybody was in there first. And the devotees would get up at early in the morning to take a quick shower and come into the temple room and dance and sing. And there was no actual thought about the plain environment, sleeping on the floor and so forth, because everyone was so filled up with the sound vibration, chanting and dancing with abandon during the Mangalarti and at other times also. And here we find the mood of Vrindavan, where the first verse we read this morning was about how the devotees were midstream in the story, or at least at the beginning of this, where they're going around Govardhan Hill, and then what the author is describing here is the sound vibration is so joyful. The brahmanas are chanting their hymns, and we know from the Gopal Champu that Krishna had empowered the brahmanas to be more free with whatever they chanted at the time. They were feeling joyful. And then it's mentioned that the gopis were singing, and Vande Nandavardashrinam Padarenam Abhikshnasa Yasam Harigato Gitam Punati Bhuvanatrayam. Uddhava says, when he comes to Vrindavan, he notices the vibration there, where there's rhythm. We hear Shreya Kanta Kanta Paramapurusha Kalpataravo Drumabu Mishchintamani Ganamai Toyamamritam Kataganam Natyam Gamanam Apivamshi Priyasaki. That there's a song and rhythm to everything in the spiritual environment, and it's lifting everybody up. Of course, the flute is the favorite attendant, and the fifth note is the chord that everyone hears, and they become entranced by the flute song. Everything comes to life by that. Even we know at the beginning of creation, Brahma comes to full knowledge. Atavenu nidharasya trayamurti mayigati spuranti praviveshasu mukabjani swayambhubaha. He hears through his eight ear holes the sound of the flute, and then this is his initiation. He's enlightened by that flute song. And Vande Nanda Vrajashtrinam Padarenam Abhikshnasa Yasam Harigato Gitam Punati Bhuvanatrayam. Uddhava says that there's the song going on everywhere. The gopis are churning butter, and while they're churning, the bangles are going in rhythm. And there's a rhythmic noise from the churning, and then their song is ascending into the heavens and throughout the atmosphere and purifying the whole world. Punati Bhuvanatrayam. The whole three worlds are purified by that. And this chanting of the Brahmins, as they're joyfully following the carts and everyone well-dressed, all the cows going around Govardhan Hill, decorated, cows, decorated. And everyone's joyful, and these sounds of singing, the spontaneous songs created by the gopis glorifying Krishna, are mingling with the sounds of the Brahmins chanting their prayers from the Vedas. We know at the beginning of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the author mentions how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prefers the spontaneous words of his pure devotees in Vrindavan. But it's on Govardhan Parikrama during that time, everyone's together because they've made this leap of faith, which carries over into the next verse. The atmosphere is set by the first verse, how everyone's joyfully singing. And then the second verse, we hear how they've taken Krishna's words to heart. To heart. Shraddha. This word, shrad, means the heart, and da is an active verb. It means where you place something. What are you putting your heart into? Everyone has a place they put their heart. what their heart is into. And Krishna describes in the 17th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Shado Mayam Purusha, every person is made of his or her faith, how they've associated themselves and how they've developed faith is how they move in the world and what their characteristics are, their Shraddha. And what is this faith specifically? We hear that Krishna had been annoyed by the cowherd men coming together to perform a sacrifice, ostensibly for Indra. So this happens just after, as you know, the wives of the Brahmins had upstaged their so-called exalted husbands, who had denied the cowherd boys when they came and said, Krishna, Balaram are in the forest. Krishna said, don't mention my name. Just tell Balaram, because he's a Kshatriya, that they might go for it. And they said, Krishna and Balaram are out there. They're hungry. And what did they do? Nothing. They didn't respond. There was no acknowledgement at all. And, of course, going to the Bhagavatam again, we know Romaharshan Sutta had a similar problem. When Balaram came, he ignored him. We know in Chaitanya Charitamrita that at the house of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, his own brother had ignored Nityananda Prabhu to his own peril. And so these Brahmanas ignored. But when the wives of the Brahmins heard Krishna and Balaram were nearby and they're hungry, they dropped everything and took all the preparations to the forest to feed Krishna and Balaram. And just the next day, the residents were getting ready, the residents of Vrindavan were getting ready to worship Indra. And Krishna approached his father, and of course there were others standing around to see what Krishna had to say. And he made many contradictory statements, Prabhupada mentions. He talked about the philosophy of Karmakanda, and he had charmed the cowherd men headed by his father by his speech. When a small child speaks philosophy, everyone says, hey, get over here, you got to hear this. They didn't know exactly what he was saying, but it's like, it's nice. Just let him have what he wants. And so Krishna, what he wanted was, he said, don't use this to worship Indra. Let's worship Govardhan Hill and the cows and the Brahmanas. Namo Brahmane Devaya Govardhamanani Tayacha Jagatitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavatam that the human intelligence can't comprehend how, by worshiping the cow, that one can prosper in life. As Chakadola Prabhu pointed out yesterday in this verse, it's mentioned that they're very well ornamented, all the cowherd people. They're very opulent from worshiping the cow. And as they listened, they decided to take a risk. So that's mentioned here in the purport. So what is the risk? This is something Krishna goes through in the Bhagavatam in the 9th chapter, where he says, Aham kratvara ham yagya swadaham ham aushadam mantra hamam evabhyam aham agnir aham hutam. He's beginning a whole series of verses to describe how he's the root of all Vedic sacrifices. Trividyamam soma pa puta pa jagnar ishva swargatim prartayante te punyam asadya surrender lokam ashnanti divyam divideva bogan. Some people get absorbed in collecting frequent flyer miles here in the material world, trying to position themselves in a higher level, get a better status. But then Krishna says, te tam bukva swarga lokam vishalam shinye punya martyam lokam vishante evam tray dharmam anu prapana gata gata kama kama labante. When they've gotten some position in this world, then they again use up their credits and they fall back down again into birth and death. I skipped a few verses in the sequence, but it leads up to Ananyaschintayantomam. Yejana Pariupasate Tesham Nityabdyukdanam Yogakshemam Bahamyam, where Krishna says, you don't need to do Vedic sacrifices. Yepyanya Devata Bhaktya Yajanti Sharayanvita. He mentions how you may worship other gods, but it's a vidipurvakam. This is the wrong way to do it. And he says, Chivantite, you'll fall down from this position. It's not stable. But then he emphasizes that if you just ananyash, without any other concern, no other endeavor to protect yourself here in this world, just think of me and worship me, then I'll personally take care of you. So this is really the proposition that Krishna made to the cowherd men. And then Prabhupada says to back up their faith after they had taken all the paraphernalia that was going to be used for Indra, which was really a dig at Indra because he was waiting for it. When's my worship going to take place? And they what? They're doing what with my paraphernalia? They're worshiping Govardhan Hill. And Krishna has this sense of humor. He wanted to purify Indra. But you can imagine how furious. You don't have to imagine. You can read about it. He became furious that he wasn't being worshipped. And he caused this brouhaha in Vrindavan by pouring down rain and storms and trying to annihilate everybody there. But from the point of view of the residents of Vrindavan, they listened to Krishna, who said, don't do that. And it's hard to give up things like that because we have a sense, don't we, that I have a status quo I have to maintain. Nobody wants to change that. In a little corner, there's a lot of traffic going by. It's like, could we change your apartment? No, it can't move. People in the material world, every living entity has a little niche. If you garden, you pick up a rock somewhere, there's a bunch of little bugs under there, and they're going, no, we're fine. Leave us alone. We're going to stay here. Everyone just wants to stay in the material world and maintain the status quo. But Krishna's calling everyone, saying, no, this is substandard. You're living in a world that is always changing, that's full of suffering. So take a risk and just worship me. And that's what all of you are doing, all of us together. We come to the Dham, we drop whatever we're doing somewhere else. Someone says, oh, you're going to leave for how long? But how are you going to catch up? And Narada Muni in the background is saying, Tyakvasa dharmam charanam bhujam harer bhajana pakvo ta patetato yadi yatrakva babhajam abhuda musyakim kovarta apto bhajatam sudharmata. Don't worry. If you try for it, the more you push towards grabbing onto this directive that Krishna gives, that just depend on me, ananyaschintayantomam, then he says, Narada, that don't worry. That's your advancement in this lifetime. If you get everything else right, it's not really consequential, ultimately, if you didn't go for it. That is, to try to just give your heart and mind and service to Krishna. So these are some directives that we're getting from Krishna and from the pastime to turn our attention in dependence, full dependence on Krishna, take full shelter of the Panchatattva and the holy name. In spreading the Sankirtan movement, we have the opportunity to take risks that proves the support of Krishna. We have this proving ground that the Sankirtan movement goes on by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That we get what sound like fantastical directives. For instance, a mission statement which says, spread this to every town and village. And of course, we know that in India, at some point, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas thought, well, that's quite a lofty goal. Maybe Mahaprabhu meant just around India. In which case, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's mighty Gaudiya Math, which spanned from south to north, had achieved something close to that. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, no, there's much more than that. And he was pushing Burma and England, pushing devotees go out and try to fulfill this idea, take a risk. And what a risk Srila Prabhupada took when he came to America without any support, supposedly, signing your insignificant beggar, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. But there was a, even though he says that, there's a sense that he knows that he cannot fail because of this principle that the cowherds felt, everyone felt, because Krishna said it, to take the risk. And that's where real life is, to live in that risk zone. Prabhupada once said that in these four regulative principles, there are replacements. And for those, the 5% of the population that are naturally addicted to gambling, some are a little interested in it, to give up gambling, he said the replacement is surrender to Krishna. So what's going to happen? I don't know, but I'm going to do it anyway. That's an exhilaration. And then to find that Krishna's always there to catch us, that's where then we increase our capacity to have more faith. The sky is unlimited. Birds fly in the sky as high as they're able. But who can say what's the highest? So similarly, we have this exhilarating opportunity to find ways to take risks for Krishna so that we can test Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's support and Lord Krishna's support, just as the devotees did there at Govardhan, just leaving behind their rituals and saying, okay, we'll just worship Krishna in the hill. These are a few preliminary remarks, and now we'll take a few reflections or questions in order to get some nuance in the conversation and hopefully expand it for the good of all. Maharaj, please pass the mic to the kirtan stand. In 7 seconds or less, or your money back from this class.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the class. It seems to me that, according to Lord Krishna, the demigod like King Indra, which the Vrijavasis, they have some offering ready for him, and he accepted whatever is meant for Indra to be offered to him. But according to our standard is that whatever is for Guru, we cannot offer to Krishna. It's like we have a separate arti trays for the Guru or for Srila Prabhupada, but we cannot offer that to Krishna, the same utensils or the same what is meant for Srila Prabhupada. But for Lord Krishna, he can accept what is meant for the demigod, like King Indra. How do we understand this thing?
Can you ask the question in one sentence?
That's the best I can do.
Okay. Maharaj, what did he mean?
It's like they're offering, Krishna accepted the offering which is meant for
Indra.
For King Indra.
Yes.
But for us, we have different utensils for Srila Prabhupada and for Lord Krishna. We cannot offer. It's like an offense if we offer the same utensils and offering which is meant for the Guru to Lord Krishna.
I see.
So how do we understand this thing?
Well, Krishna asked for it, so they just did it. And as you pointed out yourself, Krishna can accept anything from anywhere. There's that story about the Sringhasana. Oh, and the little ring. One of the queens had in her nose, and she offered it to the deity. That always struck me also. There are certain exceptions when Krishna wants to prove something or to accept something. Thank you, Brahma Maharaj.
Okay. There's another one here from Shuri.
Okay, Shuri.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Make it good.
You were saying that taking the risk for Krishna is the replacement for gambling. Mm. What is the replacement for illicit sex?
Well, perhaps someone may know that Prabhupada gave a complete catalog of how to cover the four. I only found that isolated when I heard the statement on a recording. Nonetheless, for those who engage in deity worship and become attracted to the beautiful form of Krishna, as mentioned by Rupa Goswami, don't go to Keshi Ghat. Because if you go there, you're going to forget about your boyfriend, girlfriend. I knew I was supposed to come right back, but 10 years later. When we become absorbed in the beauty of the spiritual world and Krishna's form, Madan Mohan is the one who attracts us away from the material world. It's necessary. Those who don't have a Krishna conception are mentioned in the Bhagavatam, Yene Ravindaksha Vimuktamaninas Tvayasta Bhava Dabashudha Buddhaya Aruya Krishna Paramhadam Tata Patam Tito Nadrita Yushman Angraya. Because they haven't beheld the beautiful form, the eyes of the Lord, and become smitten by Him, then whatever imagined form of liberation they attain, they'll fall down from. No, on the other side, yat pada pankacha palasa vilasya bhakta karmashrayam gratitamugratayanti santa tadvanna rikta matayo yatayo piruda shrotokanas tamaranam bhajavasudevam. In the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we learn that Krishna's lotus feet are full of vilas, beauty, and we can become absorbed in that beauty and relationship with Krishna. So much so that one can give up the hard knot in the heart, which is the attraction between male and female in the material world. And those who don't have that vilas, rikta matayo, they're empty-headed. They have nothing to hold on to, even though they militantly control their senses. Then shrotoganas tamaranam bhajavasudevam, because they don't have that worship of Krishna, then eventually they'll be washed away by the waves of sense gratification. And we know from Bhagavatam also, Shukadeva Goswami says at the end of the Rasa Lila pastimes, Rikriti tam vrajava durbirham cha Vishnu, shudhanvitona shinuyad atavarna yedya, bhaktim param bhagavati pratilabhya kamam, hridrogam ashva pahinot yacharena dhira. That anyone who becomes entranced by the loving, playful pastimes between Krishna and the gopis of Vrindavan, that's their preoccupation, hearing that. They're actually attracted to it. Shradhanvito means in the right context. They understand it to be completely transcendental. They're under good guidance in doing so. It's not haphazardly done. Then to those, bhaktim param bhagavate prati labhya kamam hrid rogam, the dread disease of the heart, kama, is overcome. And it's the only way. There's no other possibility, as Krishna describes, Narupamasyeha tatopa labhyate nantona chadirna cha sampratishta ashvatamedam savarudamulam asanga shirshtena dridena chitva. We are caught in a reflection of reality, and we first have to cut down that attachment to the ever-changing material world by the process of devotional service, and then make our endeavor to embrace Krishna in the spiritual world. Thank you, Shruti Prabhu.
That works for me.
Other question? Oh, Prabhu.
The verse mentions about Lord Krishna accepting the huge form of Govardhan Hill, but I don't hear mention of that as an avatar form anywhere in Bhagavatam, except here, of course. Could you speak a little on this form or this aspect? Rupa Goswami mentions about different avatar forms in Brihat Bhagavatamrita, and he doesn't speak, Lagu Bhagavatamrita. he doesn't mention about this avatar form. Like he goes through Waning Gordy, all the different avatars. Could you speak a little about this form, if you know anything, Adam?
Just what Krishna says, and that I am Govardhan Hill, and he directly manifests as Govardhan there and declares it himself. And, of course, in the context, he's, as we hear in the purport today, he's trying to encourage the residents of Vrindavan. Krishna's manifest as Govardhan Hill, and he's also there amongst the people, encouraging them to feed Govardhan Hill, Govardhan. And we know from the evidence of Mahaprabhu, as mentioned in the purport also, that he accepted the stones from Govardhan Hill as directly Krishna. He received a Govardhan Shila from Shankarananda Saraswati, whoever that is. If somebody knows, let me know. Shankarananda Saraswati had come to Vrindavan and had given a stone from Govardhan to Mahaprabhu, and he carried it with him day and night. He'd hold it to his heart, he'd hold it to his eyes, he'd smell the stone. He kept it for 3 years, and then he gave it to Raghunath Das Goswami to worship, and he said, "This is direct worship of Krishna." And then he told Sarup Damodar to instruct him how to worship the stone, and Sarup Damodar said, "It should be done in Sattvagun. You should have a pot of clean water and at least 8 tulsi leaves with 2 leaves on each manjari." And then later they told him to offer kaja and sandesh to the deity. Expensive sweets and lots of it. And Prabhupada says right here that this is a worship of Krishna. But as far as mentioned in other shastras besides the Gaudiya shastras, I'm not aware. Thank you, Prabhu. Okay, a couple more. Anyone from this side? Work with me, people. Anyone? Okay, Prabhu, go ahead.
Hare Krishna. Because in the Vaidya Gita, Giriraj is mentioned as Haridasa Varya, best of devotees. So, is it correct to think of Giriraj as simultaneously the Lord and the devotee?
Yeah, that's appropriate because he's called Haridasa Varya. But he's obviously Krishna. We worship him as Krishna. As Prabhupada says here, and as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das Goswami, but it's not inordinate to also consider, as a devotee of Krishna, not inordinate. Why? Every expansion of Krishna, including his direct expansions, like Balaram, are considered themselves devotees of Krishna. And the first expansion, he goes to great length, does Balaram, to serve Krishna in every possible way as a devotee. And everyone, every other expansion is doing the same thing. There's only one entity who doesn't think himself a servant of Krishna in the world, and that's the conditioned soul. But they're mistaken because they're actually serving Krishna, but in a different way. Avidhi Purvakam. So It's not a stretch. It's actually a sweet understanding that Haridasa Varya, seen from different angles of vision. Okay. Mic over here, please. Please raise your hand so you can.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Such a beautiful class. Prabhuji, in the purport I just read, and when it was being shown, it said the followers of the Krishna conscious movement may therefore collect small rocks or pebbles from Govardhan Hill and worship them at home, because this worship is as good as daily worship. So could you please comment on the fact that it says that they may collect, as opposed to we hear generally that we're supposed to receive?
Well, it's always better to receive a deity than to barge in somewhere and say, here. Receiving through the from the hands of a revered Vaishnav is always helpful in our worship, because then we're supported we always remember with faith that I'm doing this on behalf of someone else. Even when we do deity worship, we always approach through our guru and say, I'm doing this on your behalf. We never come in and say directly. So the mood that you mentioned about receiving is very nice. Of course, if someone does pick up a stone and become attached to it somehow and very carefully worships it according to the regulations, then they're worshiping Krishna. But we see that Raghunath Das received it from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got it from Shankarananda Saraswati. Just, we should always be careful and try to be aware that we need to be empowered to do any kind of service, to speak on anything, to chant anything, to worship anyone. We should always be seeking guidance. Maharaj has a specific thing to say about Govardhan pebbles. Go ahead. One should not take. Don't take Govardhan Shila. It has to be given by Brijabasi, and you have to give back an equal amount of gold. I said that. Don't pick up any stones. And if you do, put an equal amount of gold and get it from Brijabasi. Thanks, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Hare. Okay. Have a couple of minutes left. You've had your hand up, Prabhu. All the way back, left-hand corner, 7 seconds are left. Let's see how much teamwork we have here. Raise your hand. He's all the way in the corner. It's way over 7 seconds. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
So, you were talking about making the sacrifice for leaving whatever you're doing in whatever part of the world, coming to Vrindavan and partying, like what a lot of devotees are doing here. So, I was reflecting how the residents of Nadia, they would drop everything for 4 months, the entire town of Nadia would shut down, they would go to Jagannath Puri. And when they come back, it would be okay. So I was trying to figure out what that means. Is it that economically they were okay, or they were just satisfied with whatever their situation was and see that as a sacrifice for the higher cause? So is there anything you can reflect on that?
Just on our personal experience, the sense of traveling anyway always feels like a little mini death to me. I got to leave my house? How am I going to do that? What am I going to take with me? This, that, you got to leave that, it's too heavy. And I think, what am I going to think at the time of death? And he's like, you can't take anything. Just what you've been thinking about, that's all you get to take with you. And the experience of, you know, packing up what you can, taking the austerity of having flights canceled or whatever it takes to get here. But you're thinking, I'm doing this because this is what the great souls have done. And Prabhupada told us to come to the Dham. I had missed coming for some time, and one of my godbrothers, I got on the phone with him, and he's going, what are you thinking? You get over there fast. And I've always appreciated that, because when we do take the time, effort to come to the Dham, then when we come back, we see things are still going on the way they always were. Whenever we go into a devotional environment, I always have this feeling when we come out of this intense bubble we have, oh, material world's still going, people are still doing that. Even in our, we've been having reading sessions recently, and some of the devotees, one of the statements of a devotee after hearing for several days, he goes, what was I thinking? You know, the material world casts such a spell, and everyone thinks, it can't go on without me. If I'm not here, it won't work. But it's nice to walk away and find out, like, yeah, it works okay. In fact, a little better than maybe. And that's nice to know. And that's Krishna's mercy when we're able to come to the Dham and spend time in the spiritual environment and just do what Krishna says. Go around Govardhan Hill, chant, dance, do the simple things. Bhakti is very simple. Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam, you just offer a leaf, a flower, Krishna's happy. In Kartik, just offer a lamp. If you make the take the trouble to offer Krishna a lamp, he'll bless you in your life. And that's how we always advance. It's by Krishna's mercy and this simple act of offering devotion to Krishna. And that's what comes out in this whole pastime. You don't have to be encumbered by thinking that you're the controller or that you have to be beholden to anybody else except for Krishna. Of course, there is Vyavaharika. We do have to have a modicum of cooperation with the material world, but in our hearts, we're fully dedicated to Krishna and know that everything's coming from him and all arrangements will be made by him. And that's the essence of our chanting the Maha Mantra, which is Krishna, please let me just be engaged in your service and no one else's. And if we can do that for even a half a second with that mood, then our lives are perfect. And Prabhupada's given us this entire process. His books are perfect. The process is perfect. Nothing else is needed. We're following the rag marg just by doing what we're doing here. We're going to attain every perfection by the mercy of the Guru Parampara and Lord Krishna. Om Tat Sat. Thank you very much, everyone. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Giri Govardhan ki jai, Kartik Vrat ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo, Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo. Vanshakoplishcha Kripasindabhavacha Patitanam Pavanibyo Vaishnavebyo Namo Namahananta Koti Vaishnavini Ki Jai.